Liz in charge?
I wouldn't have liked that.
Welcome back.
Are you in charge?
Yes. I think it was expensive to park in there, too.
Ms. Lamb. Good afternoon. It is Monday, December 2nd, 2024. I'd like to call to order the Cultural Services Historic Preservation and Tree Advisory Board meeting for today. If I could have you all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. Could I please have a roll call?
Ms. LaBarre?
Here.
Ms. Keese?
Here.
Mr. Schaefer? Ms. Lynch? Finch?
Either one, I'm here.
Ms. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Kessler?
Here.
Mr. Patton?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Do we have any changes to the current agenda or any notes to be made? Any motion to pass tonight's agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, our agenda has been adopted. How about our minutes from, I can't believe it's been since June 3rd. When I saw that date, I had to look at my calendar. Yes, did anyone have any changes or notes to the minutes? All right.
I move to accept the minutes as written.
I second it.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, our minutes are approved, and moving into our report of staff, our cultural services update. So Alex, I know you've been busy.
Yes, very busy. Welcome. Thank you for being back here for this really great meeting. I did want to take a moment just to remember Chip Witt. He was such a wonderful volunteer who always lent a hand, and he passed away a few weeks ago, and Christmas was his favorite event to help with Santa, and just thinking about him and as it comes up, and our staff and our volunteers miss him very much, and we just wanted to send our thoughts to his family and friends and let you guys know in case you didn't know about it already.
Thank you.
Halloween, we had about the same attendees as normal. We did have a new method of the hayride line, which went a lot smoother than in years past. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Public Works for doing all that, making sure that goes smoothly. Our tree lighting event is coming up. Public Works has put in a lot of hours decorating Pollard Park and most of town. So we are excited. I'm mostly excited because it's going to be actually cold, not just Florida cold of 70 degree weather. It's going to be probably in the 50s that night. So prepare for that if you're coming to attend. I also put the future programs for these upcoming 2 weeks. We're pretty packed in the town just for town specific events. The Cultural Services Department has a new office. Myself and Julie, our Cultural Services Coordinator, is sharing the office, the room right over here that used to be the Lighthouse Room. So when Julie is not at the museum, she will be in that office with me sharing it. So if you ever need anything, feel free to stop by or call at our office. The utility box wrap project will come back to this board in future meetings to discuss the design as we're going to be purchasing those this year. And then for future programs, we will provide a finalized list in the C4PI newsletter. We don't have it finalized just yet, but come January, we should be able to pass that out at the January board meeting. And that's all I have, if you have any other questions.
All right, any questions?
Jackie, I noticed that there are three Santa runs. Could you say something with that about that?
Sure. So that's actually sponsored and run by our fire department, and this is an annual event that they do. So it's not, despite the name, it's not a run. It's actually just Santa running throughout town, and it starts the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. And so the town is broken up into three different sections, and Santa will be coming throughout different areas of town. And those were published on our Facebook of the specific areas, and if you'd like more information, I can send that to you as well.
It's more like a Santa drive wave.
Yes.
I thought maybe we can run. That would be good, a little run before.
I'm sure there's organizations that do this.
I know.
But it is a fun tradition.
And kids can come up, and because they stop, and they can come up to Santa and talk to him and stuff. So it's a really fun event. Mm-hmm. Adults love it, too.
So. Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Well, thank you and all of the staff for all of the hard work during this time of year. I know it's extra time, and we really appreciate it. It really shows that, you know, all the time and hard work that goes into it. So we really appreciate it. Let's move on to our public works update with Stephen Wargo, our new public works director, I'm guessing.
We'll get there, Madam Chair, members of the board. Dan Scales, public safety director, fire chief. Really what I wanted to do tonight is introduce Mr. Wargo to you all and give you a little bit of an update on some other projects that we're working on that are a little bit outside of what Steve's doing. Cell tower. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of renegotiating the cell tower contract. And one of the things that we've worked on is actually getting an arrangement where, you know, when they do work high in the tower, we have to close the north court and the tennis courts down, actually to get them to cover at least the north court, if not those two north courts, but also the southern courts with a metal cover. So those courts would be under cover all the time.
Oh, wow.
So we're cautiously optimistic that we're going to be actually able to get them to fund that as part of this renegotiation. But before we do any of that, whatever that looks like, and Steve's been working on getting some mock-ups and some quotes on that, that will come back to you for your approval and your blessing before we do anything there. But that's looking like that's going to be a real possibility. So we're excited about that. They've been very, very cooperative. As you notice, it took Hurricane Milton to finish off the south section of that fence and the enclosure, but they did come in and they did fix and repair the south fence and the north fence. And part of that renegotiation is we're actually going to have them they have that, what do you call it, that goes in between the fence that looks like plant material. And instead of the gray lats, it's actually going to be, it's going to look like fence material. So it's going to cover the entire enclosure. Make it look a little bit nicer. So those are some of the things that we're working on, and you'll get more information on that, you know, as we get closer to that final time. The contract will be going before council for their blessing, and once they approve it, it'll come back to you for what that final enclosure looks like. So we're pretty excited about that. But with that, I want to introduce Steve Wargo. Steve's been with us since October, and Steve replaces Fred Griffith, who you all remember was here for a little bit and worked with you all on some projects. And I can tell you that Steve, in his short time, has done a lot to improve public works. Steve originally worked with UF in Gainesville in Alachua County. I'll let him tell you about his background. A lot of experience with facilities maintenance, contracts, vendors, brings a lot of experience. I know Jackie and he have been working on some different projects and different ideas and ways to improve our facilities here in town. In just a short period of time, he's been here, got a lot done. He's a great guy to work with, and I think he's going to bring a lot to the town and to the parks and the facilities that we have. And I'm really excited to be working with him, and I'm sure you guys will enjoy work with him as well. So with that, Steve.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening. So, just a couple of things. The Ponce Preserve Boardwalk started today for the repairs. Okay. So hopefully we'll have that done somewhere probably around the end of December, beginning of January, and that'll be all reopened for everybody to get. Also, I have gotten a company to come and actually do the engineering and the specifications for the Tibuquan boardwalk and the boat ramp so that we could put them out to bid and get some good bids for those and get those repaired and fixed up. We have the we have a fence contractor that should be starting probably next week to replace the fence at the museum. So that'll get an all new fence going around it. Got one more meeting with one more painting contractor tomorrow so that we could get the museum and the bathrooms and the old post office all exterior all repainted. We put that together. Hopefully everything will work out. I made a request to the contractors that we do a bonding paint for first and then two layers of the final paint. So everything will look good. Other than that, one thing I had been looking at is all of the parks and everything we have. One thing I did at the county, I worked for Alachua County as facilities manager for a while. I went for the state playground grants, and I got a playground grant for $150,000 and was able to put a nice new playground situation in for one of the parks there. And I'd look to do the same thing here, which once I get the grant, I'll be looking for what you guys would want for a nice playground for the kids in one of our parks.
Very nice. Thank you.
Great.
Other than that, if you have any questions, I mean, I did work at UF for 15 years and then 3 years at the county as a facilities manager. It was a little different. My father passed away about 2 years ago now. And my mom just lives here in New Smyrna Beach and wanted me over here. And so when I saw this come up, I put in for it and said this would be
come
a good
home.
Fit for me. And yeah, and then moved from Gainesville over to New Smyrna. So I'm closer to mom and she's got me here.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you. Welcome. Mm-hmm. I did have a question about Timaquan. What is the repair? Is the repairs at Timaquan mostly on the fence?
That's from the hurricane. That's a totally different thing that we got pricing coming for that. That's going to be covered by FEMA and our insurance.
Okay.
But no, it's the boardwalk going out. There's several pilings. The pilings, you know, due to age and stuff have, you know, started to break down. And so, we're getting a lot of those fixed. Most of them are like in the areas where you launch your kayaks and stuff from. A lot of those are going bad too. So we're getting those. And then same thing with the boat ramp. Pretty much those two boardwalks are going to need to totally be replaced.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thanks for the updates and welcome to the town. Does anyone else have any questions?
Nope.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Oh, no problem.
All right. We have no old business tonight, but we do have one piece of new business, the marker for William Coco Bill Williams.
Good evening again. This report provides an overview request from two Ponce Inlet residents to install the historic marker honoring William Coco Bill Williams, an African-American individual whose contributions significantly shaped the town. This request was submitted by Tara Lamb and Julie Davis, both founding members of the Davis House Historic Preservation Incorporated. As the request for this marker did not originate from the direction of town council, staff is bringing it before this board and the public for input. Ms. Lamb and Ms. Davis have proposed verbiage for the marker that I included in my report, along with two choices of photos for consideration. Based on Coco Bill's significance and connection to the Hasty family, staff proposed the locations also within the report at the very end of exhibits 4 through 6. This placement would ensure accessibility and visibility to residents and the visitors of the museum. If this marker is considered, staff recommends one that is consistent in design and material to the others throughout town. Costs associated with the design and installation markers are estimated at $3,500 if the size of the markers requested to be that of Jesse Lindsay's, which is 2 feet by 2 feet. As this marker is not budgeted, both residents have suggested potential alternative funding sources, and they are here to discuss that tonight with you and answer any of those kind of questions. Coco Bill's contributions reflect values of unity, which staff believes makes him a fitting subject for recognition. Both residents would like to have the ceremony during Black History Month in February to unveil the marker. If time does not allow for the completion of this marker by February, the backup date for the unveiling ceremony would be in May. However, if alternative funding sources cannot be found, staff may need to wait until June during mid-year budget adjustments to confirm if any unspent town funds are available. Staff requests the input and recommendation from the board on the marker's verbiage, choice in photo, location, desired landscaping, and funding source.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure, should we open it up for discussion first? Did anybody have any thoughts or questions about the marker or preferences?
I had one question. I noticed that there were two versions of the same photo in Exhibit 3. So are you asking us, for example, which one we prefer?
Yeah, if you prefer sepia tone versus the black and white.
Yeah. I personally prefer the sepia. I don't know about the rest of you. It seems clearer to me. It's more easy. It stands out more, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, I agree. It gives a little bit better contrast, yeah. Which might be last I, longer also in the sun, because I feel like over time, you know, that's something to consider.
It's going to fade.
I definitely like the idea of keeping the consistency with the sign type. And the location looked good. I was thinking, because I was looking at Exhibit 6 showing that, like, sign location, and it looks like it would be close enough to the sidewalk, right, where people wouldn't have to, like, walk through the grass to go read the sign?
They would still have to walk through it's not, like, readable from the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You would see the picture and the sign and that there are words, but to read it clearly,
yeah, that's what I was wondering. Would it be better to be, like, a little closer to the sidewalk? I don't know.
That makes sense. I don't know. You have to mow that lawn, too. I don't want it in the way. I think where it's located seems okay to me right now. I think it's clear enough to see it if you're standing at the sidewalk. That tree is not that far from the sidewalk.
Mm. I know that when staff met with the ladies, we kind of discussed the other signs that are in the yard, and none of them are close to the sidewalk. So I think that kind of went into the decision factor as well of the suggesting location.
The only problem I had was that when you look at the Jesse Lindsay sign, it is larger than what looks like will be on a tree. So I was just curious about the mock-up for a sign that is not as wide. From what I see, the Jesse Lindsay compared to what it's going to, I mean, the tree, maybe that's just the picture.
So the red box is not to scale.
Okay.
The Jesse Lindsay marker is 2x2, and we would do the exact same display where it would have the stands and everything. We'd go to the exact same vendor, too. So.
Okay.
It's more the location.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea, and I like the idea of the sign being consistent with other plaques and signs in the town. I guess I have a question about the funding, and maybe opening this discussion up to the public would be helpful, because how do we go about that, Jackie? If there's going to be alternate funding, if there's sufficient funds, then it's removed from the list of projects that the town would have to fund? How does that happen?
Yeah, that's a good question. So right now it's not in the budget at all. So
right.
We kind of started this discussion, and it was on my behalf too. It wasn't really time. I could have timed it a little bit better to bring it to you guys. But a lot of this started to ramp up at around September when the budget was already through. So right now it's not anywhere in the budget. So our two options are to find additional funding elsewhere, and that additional funding pays for it either partial funding, 50-50, two different places, however it can be created. And the town would be out of it, but would be helping in the design and the ordering and that kind of stuff to make it consistent.
Right.
Or we would have to, if we don't find that alternative funding, then the town, I mean, you could still propose this to town council and see if it's something that they would want to add to the budget. I don't know the steps for that specifically. That would be up to the council to decide. But otherwise, if we don't find that alternative funding and the town cannot purchase it this fiscal year, it would be taken as a pause off of the discussion and be brought back to this board when we usually talk about our budget aspects in February, March, April, and that way it's definitely within the next budget year. So it would just be delayed by a year. Mm-hmm.
So if there's alternative funding, that doesn't impact on the proposal for the type of sign, et cetera. I mean, the town would still have control over that.
Yeah, we would want to make sure that that's very clear. Wherever the alternative funding comes from, if it's multiple sources, we would want to make sure that it's for our town property, therefore it would be a town's decision of making it consistent, especially okay. if that comes from this board as well, of recommending the same thing.
Definitely.
Okay.
Do we have any public participation or discussion? It's lovely to see some familiar faces out there.
Yeah, let's see, Tom, I haven't met Tom. Jer, I think I've met you. Debbie, I don't know if we've met.
We went to school together.
But we did?
Oh, that's great.
I didn't really.
Don't forget to do your name and your address on the mic.
Our 50th is coming up next May.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Elvira, I know you. Stacy, I've seen you. And, of course, Liz. okay, Julie Davis, 87, Jennifer Circle. This is really pretty dear to my heart. You know, I was raised in the house that is now the town museum, and it was actually bigger than it is now. People say to me, how did you live in that little house? Well, you know, my grandfather had bought it in 1941 from Redwood Wharton and Jr., and Redwood Wharton Sr. had built it. But anyway, my grandfather, he had five children, so he had to add on to it. And then he bought from Sailfish to the river, and he had Chief Myers Fishing Camp. And so we lived across the road from the cemetery, you know, when I was growing up, and we knew Coco Bill was buried there. And, you know, it really didn't dawn on me the significance of it when you're little and you're like, I mean, even though my grandfather was the last lighthouse keeper, it really didn't mean anything to me when I was even in high school. I mean, that was, you know, until now, with it being what it is now, now it's, I'm like, wow. So, but back to Coco Bill, you know, he was so well loved here, you know, by the Hasties. He was their handyman. And then when Mrs. Hastie passed away in 1907, I believe, you know, she put in her will that he would be buried in their cemetery. And it took a court order. You know, when he was killed, he was tragically killed, and they had to get a court order to bury him in a white cemetery. You know, that's back in the Jim Crow day. Wow. The picture of Coco Bill on that porch, he's with two of the Stone children. They were the Timmons and the Stones. And on the right, the little boy Jake, and then it's his little brother George. I mean, this picture to me is just precious. He was so well loved. And from what I understand, Jake was on a dock one day, and he got his pant leg caught on a nail, and he fell overboard, and he was drowning, and Coco Bill, you know, rescued him from drowning. And, you know, he just deserves recognition, and especially the way he was tragically killed. You know, I just think it would be quite an addition. There are next to the Hastie Cottage. And but, you know, we may have to bring it to the budget you know, we have maybe $500 we could put in the kitty for this, but we don't have the money to fund the whole thing. So I just think whether we can, it might be rushing it to do it this February, but by next February, we could have, for Black History Month, mm-hmm. just like we did February for Jesse Lindsay. You know, Jesse was larger than life, and, you know, they were both here during the same time, too, because Jesse arrived right around the end of the 1800s, and he passed away on August 11th, 1955, and Coco Bill was here till 1932. So, and I have a census book at home. In 1950, there were only 39 people in Ponce Park. Wow. 39. Even my birth certificate says Ponce Park on it. Wow. So,
wow. That is amazing.
So I'm the town relic, as my dad would say.
That's amazing.
But we really, you know, I mean, just even looking at this photo, he was so well loved, and I just really think he deserves recognition, and so that's.
Well, thank you so much. I really love that history too. It's so interesting, and I think this is great too. That you don't feel like it needs to be rushed. Where if we did have to put it in the next year's budget, that would be. I think this is a great way to honor him, and what a great way to keep his memory alive. It's very special.
Yeah, we could get Al Sharpton down here, and he can. But. If you guys have any questions for us,
Julie,
you're okay yes. with the photo, the sepia photo,
yeah,
and the language on the plaque?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The sepia actually would go with the other plaques there because they're kind of in brown.
Right.
So I agree that would look really nice.
Julie, I just wanted to say thank you. It was like sitting with your dad on the porch, listening to all the stories, having you here to tell us a history, too. So thank you. I miss your dad
so much. Me too. And his favorite saying was, did you learn anything?
Right.
You know,
right,
I even put that on his tombstone because, you know, if I ever messed up, did you learn anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, Debbie, do you have a question?
I was just curious. Are we allowed to do? I know when I worked in the schools and we needed money, they'd put the big thermometer out with the red campaign, and raise money. Are we allowed to do anything like that?
Staff would have to look into that. We've never had a fundraiser for something, so to my recollection. So I can look into that if the board would like.
I'm just curious.
I was wondering the same thing, whether there could be a fundraiser that was organized or whether also, I don't know, can you do a GoFundMe? Because I think this is a wonderful project, and I think.
I'm not even on Facebook, so you're looking at the wrong person.
I don't know.
I'm on Nextdoor.
Maybe you know someone,
Oh, I don't know.
I just don't know what the legality
is. Maybe
we
could get it in the town budget.
Makes
would
sense.
Be the easiest route, and hopefully.
I was just thinking about a Black History Month run or something where people could do it, and the money raised can go to it. I don't know, but that seems like.
I mean, it'd be nice if we could raise it for this February, but I guess.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, I think we're kind of rushing it this
year.
Yeah, I think
but
so too.
I know.
At least. Getting it out there.
Yes.
And,
I agree.
And last week, it's funny, I've come to you, not to you, but I've been here to the town hall twice in 2 weeks talking about a Coco. 2 weeks ago, it was Coco the kitty cat.
Oh,
at, she's made the front page of the hometown news.
Yeah.
And she's at my house, and she's so happy.
Aww.
So we saved her from going to the Humane Society. And, she's 16 years old. And they trapped her, and we're going to take her away, and didn't even tell us about it.
Aww.
I know I'm still up on my soapbox about it, but I just can't let it go.
Well, thank you for taking that cat in as well. It's great.
She is just, she does as much for me as I do for her, They animals just are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
She can't see anymore, hardly. She can't hear, but she is just the biggest love in the world. So she doesn't know that she's handicapped. So. But
does anyone else have any questions?
What do you need from us, Jackie?
Consensus would be helpful. So if you would like to just completely table this discussion and leave it for March, if you'd like to give us direction now, and then we can just add it to the list. And when we come back in March, we will say, okay, we'll have a budget meeting. And if you bring additional items, we will remind you that we discussed this and you guys chose different things tonight. We could do that as well. I could research the fundraiser idea. It's completely up to this board on what you'd like to do.
I do think, though, we are cutting. The time is flying.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to table it. I think it's a lovely idea. Thank you.
Okay.
And so maybe you want to call for consensus.
Yeah, did anyone else have anything they wanted to add?
All right, just want to make sure. You have some great partners in crime out there. That Davis name. So do we have a general consensus first, though, that we all like the signage style, the words, the sepia, and the location? Is there any changes or comments to that other than what we've discussed?
No, it looks good to me.
It's great.
Okay, awesome. And so maybe we should, I mean, do we all agree that maybe we should just put it on the list for next year's budget?
Yes.
Or should we start council? It has to go to council first. Is that what we said?
Yes. So, but it's up to this board. I have not seen an item go to council after a budget's already been made. It's very early in the budget process to take it to them now and say, can we adjust the budget or amend the budget?
I just didn't know whether we should give them a heads up that this is what we would like for next year.
We could easily do that. So typically the regular way of doing the budget is bringing all the items and putting it in our budget, and then they review it. We could do it that way. If you'd like for this to be on a specific council agenda, we could also do that too. We could do it as an update.
I was thinking we would just add it with the list that we usually set.
That we usually
you know what I mean?
I but just want them have aware it on now that this is going to be coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you need to do that to find out whether or not we can do funding for it.
From the perspective that I'm hearing from staff, it would have to go through the proper process
that's
of the budget.
What I figured. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just had one question. It was about the text.
Sure.
Do we believe it's necessary to say on South Atlantic Avenue, just south of the Daytona Beach city limits? I mean,
whatever the board has, this
I
came from the residents. So.
If that makes a difference to anyone, could we have not just said?
Maybe just outside city limits?
Yeah, or something. I mean, it's a detail that, yes, I mean, you want to know where, but do we need to know specifically that it was on South Atlantic outside?
Was there significance to that? Do you want to, Ms. Lamb, you'll have to come up to the mic.
Yeah.
Name and address, please, Ms. Lamb.
Sarah Lamb, 145 Bounty Lane. The reason I did that is I have his death certificate, and I tried to keep it as close and accurate to what it was on his official death record. And I just thought it was important to know, because behind the story is he would ride his bike down to Silver Beach to go fishing with his friend Tiny, who was a huge man, under the bridge, and he was coming home, and that's where it happened, kind of as a marker area of he was coming home from fishing. You can take it out. I just think as a little
history. I find that more interesting, actually, to know he's riding his bike and fishing when he had this accident than exactly.
Well, I tried to keep it within the same length as Coco Bell. Plus, with the museum, a lot of that can be filled in with a Julie Cotton at that, because there's a whole lot more we could put in there about Coco Bell, but I felt like just to kind of condense it, just to spark that curiosity to start questioning, you know, well, exactly how did, you know, what happened, you know, tell us more about Coco Bell, which would be Julie Cotton's, you know, job when she has visitors in there to kind of be able to bring on that. But I just thought it was, it wasn't like it was, you know, on the side of the road somewhere. He was coming down A1A, and most people drive A1A and know how dangerous that can be sometimes, yes. You know.
I think it's a good idea because it's not in Ponce Inlet that he was hit. You know, people yeah. might say, oh, South Atlantic, whereabouts and stuff. So I think it's good that you put in.
Well, and that was on, I tried to pull off as much information as I could off. I got, received his death certificate with cause of death from the state of Florida years and years ago. So I tried to pull off as much accurate information so somebody couldn't turn around and come back and say, well, that's not true, you know, or where'd you, just to spark up the story, it is official, officially written that way. So
yeah.
Just trying to be official.
Thank you.
Yeah. Come on up.
They do not. Do you want us? I can pass it around for you.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, but Tara Lamb, you know, she's great at getting all the information, and she actually wrote it from when he was born in 1857 in Georgia and how he came to Ponce Park. I mean, who would have known he came to Ponce Park and Jesse Lindsay came to Ponce Park? I mean, it's just, but there's great fishing here and there was work here. I mean, mm-hmm. back in the day, too, Front Street had the La Ponce Hotel. I don't know if you guys know about it, but the La Ponce Hotel was on Front Street. And then you had the Pacetti Hotel. And Front Street had a lot of old big homes there, and the Hastie's had a trading post right at the end of Beach Street. You would run into it. It's where the Down the Hatch parking lot is now. But there was a trading post there. The Hastie's had a trading post, and it was over on the water. And but I just think, you know, there's so much history that people don't know. And there was a fire. The fire took out the La Ponce Hotel. And Gilly Timmons was the volunteer fire person in town then, and he was trying to do a back burn, and it got out of control, and it burnt everything, all the houses on Front Street down. So that was, I think, in 1934 or something like that. So, I mean, it was quite a bustling little place down here.
Yeah.
There were a lot of winter, and we did at one time when I was a little girl. We did have a motel on the ocean, right? It was called the Carolina Moon Motel. It was on the ocean. It's where there's a little parking lot to go. I forget what street. Ocean View, I think.
Oh, that's my street.
Okay. Is that Ocean View? You live on Ocean View?
Off of Ocean View.
Ocean, yeah.
Oh,
but
cool.
it was one story, and I don't know, maybe 20, 30 rooms, and people used to come and stay there, and then they'd go out on the deep sea boats. But it was called the Carolina Moon Motel.
And it was right where the parking lot?
Right in that vicinity there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's a great name. I do take what you're saying about the sign, though. It is interesting. I mean, it's terrible, but it's kind of interesting that he was on a bicycle and he had coming home from fishing. I wonder if we could squeeze that in there.
Yeah.
I mean,
you had so many rednecks, and who knows? I mean, they played chicken with them, and
oh, not terrible.
You know, just tragic.
Different time.
I mean, well, and the people were so upset about it that Mr. Coughlin owned a house down on Beach Street and Front Street, and that was his winter home. He was up north, and he told the people down in Ponce to go in his cedar chest, and there was a tuxedo, and to bury Coco Bill in the tuxedo. So he is buried in a tuxedo, a full-length tuxedo.
But that's also why I like the idea of putting in the bike, because it does imply, I mean, we don't know, but you could allege that perhaps this wasn't an accident
in the
purest sense. And mm-hmm. so you don't know that.
Reading this,
it just seems like...
But you can read between the lines.
Well, I wouldn't know that from just reading
yes.
that line.
Right.
So that's just a possibility. if we are trying to stay within the amount of words that fits on there, I think you're right that, you know, you go into the museum and you ask questions and you'll get more information
there. That's a good point.
So that might get people into the museum.
Come inside to learn more. I wonder if it should say
that.
I
have more to tell you. Yeah.
You know?
Well, I can tell you, Julie, if your dad's looking down on us, we learned something.
Yes, we did learn something.
Yes, we did. Yes.
I love to. Yeah. I mean, there isn't a day that goes by I don't think of something he would say. Or and my mom, too. They were just the greatest couple.
Yep.
And,
I'm so blessed
to be born here and live here and still to carry it on. Sometimes I start talking and I don't know when to shut up because I know.
We love hearing these stories.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing history of this community for sure.
So, and you guys are welcome to call me anytime, and if you have questions or
thank you.
Oh, and thank you guys.
We welcome you back anytime.
Okay. Thanks.
Did you guys have
a? I had a question. Yeah. Couldn't you add just a couple words, like tragically on August 28th, blah blah blah, he was hit and killed by an automobile on South Landing, just south of Daytona Beach city limits. Something about riding his bike home from fishing with his friend.
Oh yeah, like riding his bike.
Bike home from, because they'll wonder why you're fishing way up there when he was fishing with a friend.
Yeah, but see, you're getting into a lot of words now.
Now we have a really long sentence.
Beach limit. You could take just south of. Does it matter if it's outside or just south of?
That's true. So killed by an automobile on South Atlantic.
But again, if this was taken from the death certificate, there's the connection and
right.
Hey, but it's great the way it is too.
Yeah. I think so. I think it's fine the way it is.
So keep it as is.
Verbiage as is.
Yes.
Census.
Yep.
Okay.
So is there ever like a situation where there's excess funds at the end of a budget cycle that they're trying to use up? Because that would be the only other place besides like the future budget list I would think that maybe we should consider this for.
Yeah, so typically around May or June is whenever we do mid-year adjustments. And that usually happens if we overestimate it or something comes in a little bit cheaper. Or say for our Christmas party, we were going to decorate a larger tree and rent a lift to decorate the bigger tree. And now that the hurricane has taken out that tree, we no longer need that. So
that might be our money right there.
Funds can be found different places. It just depends at the end of the year where all those are going to be positioned. And we'll know that around May or June, and we can bring that back to the board then if you guys would like to purchase it then or wait until next budget, whatever we'd like.
And can we use this time until next spring also, if we do have a better idea for how to include the biking or the fishing, to suggest, you know, I mean, the text is fine, but if we could come up with a way to include a few more words, can we do that? Because I see tuxedo goes under the B of the sentence above it. So in a sense, we do have room to go to the end of that.
Although the spacing might be different on the actual sign. I think this is just the verbiage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, too, Tara was trying to fit the amount of words because Jesse Lindsay's sign fits specifically a certain number. But if you'd like to, you're more than welcome to email me, and I can share that whenever we bring it back to the Cultural Services Board. Everything is by consensus by the board. So if you'd like to contribute a different way, we can open that up to the board again and open it back up to the public for input as well. So whatever you'd like to do.
If you come up with anything, you want to send it in?
Yeah. I just want to think about it.
Yeah.
Is it okay? I just want to know if it's
certainly. Okay. So then by consensus, everything but the verbiage is as presented with a sepia tone. If something does change, I will bring it back to the board as soon as possible. If we do not find funds by mid-year budget, then we will propose this in our list to the council, among everything else that we will discuss.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I can also email you the document as well if you'd prefer.
Oh, thank you for that.
An online copy.
And thanks for all that information. That was awesome. Do we have any other public participation? I know you've been busy removing air potatoes. All right. Any board discussion?
I just want to say I had the opportunity to tour the Pacetti Hotel and had a guided tour with Zach, and it was fabulous. So if you haven't gotten there yet, please do so. It's just tremendous. The renovations are perfect.
Oh, thank you for sharing. I was at the lighthouse, and we wanted to go over and didn't realize we really should have done that first. So I'll have to go back.
Yeah, and if you can get a guided tour, he's a fountain of information.
Awesome. Any other comments? Well, I did want to add that my term is up at the end of this year, and I think I'm going to step down from my role on the board. I think I've served on this board for I don't know. I moved here in 2002. I moved back into town in 2012. I think I've been serving on the board for over 10 years. And so I'm going to try to spend my time on a few different parent boards and other things, but I've really enjoyed my time. I'm going to send a formal email, but I did want to just note that. And I was hoping maybe after we adjourn the meeting, if maybe we could take a group picture together so that I could remember this fun time. And I really just appreciate all your patience with me becoming chair. And I've learned so much, and I've really loved being a part of the community in this way. So I'll still be around as a very active citizen, I'm sure, but I did just want to say that. So,
thank you for your service, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other discussion? All right. Well, I will officially adjourn the Cultural Services Historic Preservation and Tree Advisory Board for December 2nd. And I hope everyone has an awesome holiday season. And see you guys this weekend.
Yes.